עומר, היום שבין פסח לשבוע, שבוע חינוך, that בעצם these days are the days of the אחונה לקבור הסתוירו. The person has to prepare himself, the whole mitzvah, the whole time of the cross, as the חינוך says, is כעבד איש אפצל, the person prepares himself and gets ready to אחונה לקבור הסתוירו. And it's a mitzvah day rice, it's not only for Yom Yonim, that it's a Chag HaShavuos, and mainly you have to prepare yourself to Kabbalah Satayre. This is Mahusoi Shal Yom, this is the mitzvah day rice, Rabban Bezman Hazeh, the Sfira Sarayim. Chazal say that Talmidei Rav Akiva were nifter in this time, Shemenoagu Kovid Zeh Bezeh, it's Mevur, if you see the Sugya Dalton, it's not a Pshad, that Punk in these days they decided not to be no Kovid Zeh Bezeh. They will not be Kovid Zeh Bezeh all the time. Now, in these days, that the Yom Yom is Sugolim, the Kabbalah Satayre, Meir was a Gresser at Tviya, was a Gresser at Mechayev, and Meir was a Tviya and the... Medayim Gilosh Na Shulchan Aruch, that the Pesach, the Pesach L'Shavuos, Ad La Gvor Imer, also L'Saper, Shaboy Meis Talmidei Rav Akiva, was the Pesach at Shavuos Ad La Gvor Imer, the Pesach Ad La Gvor Imer, Pesach and Shavuos, these are the special days. And they're very unlike boy. Chazal say it was a Tvi and Talmidei Rav Akiva, and Talmidei Rav Akiva were nifter. Chazal tell us, Rav Akiva was Amoretz, till 40 years old. And when he was Amoretz, he said, Leiter li Talmid Chochem ben Ashchenu kechamoy. Shalom Talmido kechamoy, or say kekelef. אמר כלב יש רפואה למקוסוי חמוי אין רפואה למקוסוי I hated it I mom and wife would bite them like a חמוי זה סינות לסמרץ אתה בדרך החום What made Rabbi Akiva to sit and learn? Chazal said he saw the water makes a hole in the stone He said that the water makes a hole in the stone so the Torah could come inside me פרק צריך דקש All of us know that the water makes a hole in the stone So why we don't become Rabbi Akiva? We know that the water makes a hole in the stone. So why we don't become Rav Akiva? What is the answer? Maybe you don't see it. You have to see it. So let me make a clip. We'll see the water drips on the stone. And forget, we'll see much more from Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva came, he saw a hole, the water dripped. We stop it, the water made a hole in the stone. The tape. We'll take the stone, we'll make the water, people will see, boom. And everyone will become Rav Akiva. And this is what it costs all the Chadorim. And everyone will become Rav Akiva. So I think once a vote, I need that vote to change my life better. I was a bocher in Yeshivas Kol Teire. So the way it went was, when the last, before you left, they made a mesiba spreide for the bocher. I don't know how it's today, but my days. So the way it went, the last week, when they made a party, your friends would approach you one of the evenings, they would come over to you tonight. And it meant that that night, all your 10 good friends, from the minute they came over to you, you had to sit and learn till the morning straight. Till the morning straight. You had to learn till the morning straight. You didn't have time to prepare yourself. This is the way it worked. He said, tonight? Like, no, well, you'll leave Yeshiva the last week, you're all nervous that, you know, that night you have to say, all the 10 friends will come, and they will learn with you till the morning. Okay? I remember we were learning Gittin, it was the end of winter's man. My friends came over to me, tonight? I said, we're going to be smashed, and we started to learn. Learning Chazra in black. 3 o'clock by night, we hear a scream, terrible scream. 3:30, terrible scream. 4 o'clock already, it was a little bit schwacher. 4:30, schwacher, quarter to 5. 5, we didn't hear it already. In the morning, we heard that an old lady fell from her bed near Yeshiva. She lives near Yeshiva. She fell on the floor. And who achum yichaper over what happened? So I felt very guilty. So I was mekabel, she was a mishkol, that the next time when I hear someone scream, it doesn't make a difference how dangerous it will be, Arabs or not, I'm going to help. This will be the tshuva. The next yell, I'm there. It doesn't make a difference what it costs. For one time, but this is my Kabbalah. And the winter, the summer's mamish starts. I think it was mamish, like today, ches year. You might think that's this night. I went to Panovich, and in the middle of the night, I was going back to my room, passing near Yeshiva, like it's a little chulvaza. And I hear a scream. I knew here Hashem is testing me. I ran, I broke the door and I ran in. And I came in, was sitting there 10 Talmidei Chachamim, Migdol Yisrael, some are not with us anymore. And one was starting and he was yelling and he was giving the Musa. All of my life I heard that the Gedolim do it. I never saw it before, never saw it after. It's the only first time, last time, maybe one day I'll be invited some. But I knew that it exists one time that I saw it, but Yisrael. So I came in, you know, they see me coming in. I came out, the door broke through, one of them the finger like, you know, pulls me down to sit down. I sat down frozen. And this is the question he was asking. If Rav Akiva was such a Moritz, why when he saw the water makes a hole in the stone, he started to learn? He says, I will tell you the answer. Rav Akiva loved learning. He was trying so hard to learn. But he was so stuck. He was stuck. He couldn't have. So he got so frustrated. He was so frustrated. He wants to be a Talmid Chacham. He didn't know Aleph Beis. He couldn't read. Such a Moritz. He saw the water makes a hole in the stone, has a chance. Back then he managed. He said, "Bring Rabbi Rabbi Isai. Who knows how much Rabbi Kibbutz are sitting in this room?" Chazal say, when Herol HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Doir Doir V'Chachomov, Doir Doir V'Dorsho. Hiro Akiva ben Yosef, Shu Yosef V'Doir Ashti Leitimim Shel Alochez, Al kol kutz vekutz. Now the letters of the Sefer I have little kutzim. Al kol kutz vekutz. Tilei tilim shel alocha. I don't know. Even one alocha and one kutz. Yeah? But tilei tilim shel alocha al kol kutz vekutz. Omar loy Moshe Rabbeinu to the Bashefer. Ribay le shel oilom. Yesh lecha Akiva ben Yosef bo ilomecho at anoysen teiro al yodi. Yeah, Akiva ben Yosef, you give me the teiro al yodi. Omar shtoy kachos mochshom. Akiva ben Yosef was a neshama that Moshe Rabbeinu said Tnu al Yodai. What was this Yetzer Hara in this world? Not Achille, not the street, not Batole, not an MP, nothing. What was this Yetzer Hara? I'm a gornisht, no chance I'll become a Talmid Chacham. Nothing could come out of me. But what was hiding behind him? Rabbi Akiva. He said, I'm till now, it's my mamash in my blood. Said, who knows how much Rabbi Akiva are sitting in his room? And they don't know that he could be Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Akiva will decide to stay a shepherd, he will come up to the Shemayim, they will grill him from all different sides. Look, you couldn't be Rabbi Akiva, piece of shepherd. That's what they will tell him. The person will come up, give him the Fayoimi. The Fayoimi. Rabbi Akiva is he had to answer. Don't not know you have to be. Some people think that. If I would be mamish stupid, then maybe I'm Rav Akiva. But because I could learn a little bit, still I'm not Rav Akiva. I think it's a mamish kavu chayim. Rav Akiva that didn't know gornish is Rav Akiva. Me, I'm stomach 20 Rav Akivas. So no, it's not exactly it's all answers. Punk, it happened to me. Rav Akiva was punk smart, and punk he didn't know. But who said that I'm tak is so smart? I just don't know. There's a fusha tesis. The kavu savua was madi Rav Akiva that he will not nenef in the chosav. His daughter marries this shepherd, Bizarre Shaykh the Muslim. He said he married her for the money, I know, you're not getting nothing. I know why you married her, for the money. Out, you're not getting even bad gonsh. When he came to Rabbi Akiva, Chazal says, you know, Kabbalah wanted to be mad to the nether, he went to Rabbi Akiva to mad to the nether. So he told him, Ilo Isa, your dad, that he will know Epis Amishna, you would murder. He said, no, I write it off, and I don't know, Mutal of Mutal. Frank Days, the cloud, ain't poisoning Menoila. Something that is new, that was not expected. V'yashloima chazok yehoil echlim ben nasegot. A guy 40 years old, can't read Aleph Beis, trying to learn, frustrated, chazok yehoil echlim ben nasegot. Someone asked me, but he's trying so much that it didn't happen. I told him, not even 40. But keep it happened, the break was after 40. But this guy trying a year and a half in yeshiva, maybe, yeah? Two stone a day only, yeah? But Chazok Oy Lechlil Ben Nasegot. It's the first Yitzhar. The Yitzhar has a koyach chutz from the gas to say, I'm a Beinoni, Gornish, no one is machshim me, there's no chance I'll become somebody. Who knows? Who knows? Aleph, we'll go weiter. Rabbi Akiva decides to learn. Okay, he marries this Rochel, the daughter of Kalba Savua. They, you know, he kicks them out of the house. They go down there to the straw. She's laying on the straw. And she has second doubts about this whole deal. She's used to sleeping by her father on a bed, 8 pillows. Now she's laying on straw. So it's not so gishmak. So the Yohanovi came, knocked on the door. Everyone knows the Chazal. I just want to show it in a little bit different way. And the Yohanovi knocks on the door and says, you know, my wife had a baby. We don't have straw. Oh, okay, we give some straw. It does rocha, you see. Not so bad. Some people have it worse. A person decides to learn and it will be hard for him. Hashem sends a Yohanovi to help you. Not to Rabbi Akiva, to a shepherd. That wants to learn and it doesn't go, Elio Hanovi comes to help. So we have one big mistake. We think that Elio Hanovi will come in with gold wings, white spots, and will fly in and will say, choo 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 choo, everything is okay. He comes, he knocks on the door, and he asks for straw, and you give straw, and you say, you see, it's not so bad by me, this is enough chizuk to pass it. Person will come to the Shemayim, say, you learn? He said, no. He said, I came to Yeshiva, it was so hard for me. Nothing was going. So I said, well, Sunday? I sent Elio Hanovi twice. No, Monday was terrible. He was 3 times here to help you. He comes, he gives you the good chizuk, and then it has to go weiter. Everyone. So once I said, once I was, every person has hard days in his life. Well, my hardest day. Maybe it's so hard, I'm not coming to Yeshiva to say Shiri. It was very hard. And I don't remember why though. My daughter, you can't, you have to go. So I can't stay home here, I can't. Well, man, I'm nefesh, I can't go. Show me up. So you know, I collected my feet, my hands, put it together, and I threw it into a taxi. And I said, you know, I thought taxi, Yeshiva still. I go to the taxi tells me, Ani mekane bachem, charedim. I'm jealous of you from people. He's thinking, punk today, he's jealous of me, you know, it's the wrong day. The wrong day, you know, today don't be jealous of me. Most days, be jealous of me, today is the wrong day. So I told him, I don't even know how to say it. They said, tell me, well, why are you jealous? Well, what is to be jealous about? I don't know how to say it. Like, this is my dog. Said, what do you mean? You know how hard is my life? Just tell me. But I don't have who to turn to. You have Rebbe Nishalayim. It's hard you turn up to Rebbe Nishalayim. So I told him, I know you're Leo, give me a bracha now. He didn't want to give me a bracha. I stayed in the taxi for over an hour. Over an hour. Now, so you think I'm famous. So now how is it? Lama Zogun, it's not Leo. Yeah? Lama Zogun, it's not. Hashem doesn't have to send Afka Leo if he has a taxi driver available. It's no deal that a Leo has to come. But if a person looks at it in the right way, he will pass. Hashem helps any person. If you decide to make Abel Ol Teire, it's a help. And I tell you, if you live like that, Kaseida, every time in my life, my wife tells me, Leo is knocking on the door. Well, every day he's there. Well, you think the shepherd he helps, and well, why the hell am I keeping more from you? Didn't do nothing good. He was Amma Olitz. No one here is Amma Olitz. If you decide to learn that Ribbono Shel Olam helps, and everyone, there's not even one person that he doesn't help. But a person has to decide, I want to learn, I want to become a Talmid Chacham. Has to be Achlota Nimretzes. Achlota Nimretzes. Chazanish says, Harbe Ichlitu Achlota Nimretzes. Godlu Ve'osuper. Godlu Ve'osuper. It's only a question of Achlota. You decide, I'm becoming a Talmid Chacham. I'm becoming a Talmid Chacham. I will become a Talmid Chacham. It's hard, I'll be Manshik. Lefum tzaragre. Lefum tzaragre. Chazal say, Rabbam Shech with Rabbi Akiva. He marries this Rocha. So we had one story with the straw there. You know, he was very upset. And Leo came and she told, you know, he told her, listen, some people have it worse. Then he turns over to her and tells, you know, one day I will have money. I'm all it's right, yeah? One day I will have money, I will buy you Yerushalayim Shazov. It was a piece of jewelry made from gold. With picture of Yerushalayim, only the rich had it. So you don't know when I will have money. Oh, he's in there with a daughter, the biggest rich person. She got stuck with him now on the straw. He's telling her, when I will be rich, you know, I'll buy you the best. Omrole zil le'beirav, go learn. So I know that. These were the two things that they spoke. They said, most of they got married. Two private stories. One, they said they were laying in bed, he was taking out the straw, and then someone came knocked on the door in the straw. Second story, he told her, you know, one day I'll buy this piece of jewelry. Omrolei zile mera. This is it. What else they spoke? Am Oret mitafrore, yeah. So they spoke more Sachen. The Gemara doesn't feel a reason to tell us more. So why these two stories are so important? Okay, the first story I hear to tell us the story of the Yom HaNovi, I hear. What is the purpose of the second story? He was a nice husband. Okay, what is, then he lived it for 24 years. What is the story? She married him to go to learn. She knew it would be very hard. Chazal say he came to the cheder, he couldn't read Alephes. To know what it means, 40 years old, Baruch comes to yeshiva, he feels the fuch. Somebody 40 years old can't read Alephes. The kids are running after him in cheder. So she was scared he would go to learn, he could break. But he said to Zach, he said, you know, it's not worse. Some people have it worse. No, Baruch comes terrible. No, I have a Baruch that's close to me. He lost his eyes, he can't see. So he can't get married, he can't see. He knows his life is over. He has it worse. Some people don't have feet. They have it worse. Some people have it worse. It's one way to pass life. Some people have it worse. Say it. Some people have it worse. Okay, you're right, some people have it worse. Such a person has a koyach to survive. You know, he has a problem. He learns. My friends only learn, you know, till 11 o'clock. My friends, the cloud on Friday to yeshiva, you know. I come for 10 minutes, yeah? I feel good. This person, nothing will come out of him. It's another condition. You have to have a vision. He's dreaming of he'll be the rich, he'll buy the riches. Oh. Someone that is happy in what he has, but he has a plan. Some people don't know the words, so how do they know it? Every time the Daven, after 18, I know Shaf Daven, Yerushalayim, Misifri, Sifron, Mechid, said the Rambam. No, he's asking, but one day he's going to have a lot of money, he wants to buy a house. Shmai Kaleinu, say the list. Have a Sheifas. Just have a Sheifas. If a person has a Sheifa, to know Shas, to know Masechta, you start a Masechta, I want to finish the Masechta 5 times. There's a chance that it will become something. This man starts, what is a Sheifa? To finish the blood of the day. No chance. She will never send him to learn. No, Baruch Hashem, you know, some people have it worse, Baruch Hashem. Some people have it worse, I'm happy to Chalki, but I'm dreaming, he has such a big vision. He will go to Bes Medrash, he will come back with 24,000. If he's dreaming on billions, doesn't mean that every guy dreams on billions will be Masliach. He came from the Ruchnizdike part, not because this is what he was living about. He married her to go to learn, not to make money. But he has a big vision. He has a plan. He's thinking right. This is the way of Atzlocha and learning. Chazal was weiter. Weiter from Rabbi Akiva. Zon Chazal. Rabbi Akiva came back after 12 years. He made up with his wife, he has 12 years. He hears in the back of the door, she's talking to the neighbor. The neighbor tells you, hey, Nebach, you know, your husband left you. She married him. She lost all the money from her house. She's left in this little straw bed. Yeah? Yesterday, no one spoke to them, you know. She went against her father, you know, against the rich person. No one wanted to give them help. She went against the king. So she's doing this little, and now your husband left for 12 years. He left with nothing. She said, if he would listen to me, he was for another 12 years. He turned, he went back, came back, and after 24 years, after another 12 years, with 24,000 talmidim. Frag the Welt der Kasha. And I know all of you heard the Kasha, but I want to give it in a different view. You have a kiva, you're learning b'schus this girl. She sent you. This lady sent you. Go say hello. Man, I have someone say, my uncle came, I'm just going to say hello. My parents came, I have to eat out of supper with her. Also, my cousin came, he was doing the simcha, I have a mitzvah, a cousin, and my fifth cousin is doing the dimona, psachas, and something kosher. I have to go, I belong to my chaveiro, yeah? And Rabbi Akiva, believe me, if we could do it, for sure Rabbi Akiva could do it. You could come home, you could speak to your wife and think of learning the whole time. It's not such a hard thing, yeah? For sure Rabbi Akiva could have done it. Speak of learning. You're thinking of learning. What is so schwer? Rabbi Akiva for sure. Something that we can't do. Rabbi Akiva for sure could do. Menschlichkeit, go and say hello. I'm mamish, I know already Shas. This is our dream. I'm becoming a Talmid Chochem. Goodbye, I'll see you another 12 years. What is the problem? He doesn't have to stop the single learning. They have to come here and with a gemara at the shower. I could read. I know how it is. The Talmud says, Zok Yochai Shmulevitz, 12 and 12 is not 24. The Hainu. Her dream is that he will be a Rabbi Akiva. And if he stops for 1 minute, he will never be the same Rabbi Akiva. And she wants a Rabbi Akiva. He will be not, he will be a half in what he will become. Because he had a hefsek. And a bocher thinks Friday Shabbos he could have a hefsek. A guy thinks by night he leaves the shiva, he could have a hefsek. Never Rabbi Akiva to go in by night. After night seder. Don't understand the Spanish night seder. They're coming after. You can't have a hefsek. Somehow we're not holding that madrega. But to become Rabbi Akiva, you have to have a retzifus. You have to have a retzifus. Everyone could become a Rabbi Akiva. Eliyahu helps. But you have to use the key. You have to use what Rabbi Akiva used. Use the right tools. Hasmode, hasmode, hasmode. And hasmode, and hasmode, and hasmode. And you can't even throw a brick. A newspaper is a hefsek. Shmuzing is a hefsek. Savade, everyone lefi madrigose. But everyone that is in this room knows what is a hefsek for him. Everyone knows. One person is reading a book. One person is playing a game. One person is going out to eat. Everyone knows. Everyone knows. And there's no ben olam lachaveiro. Avade. Sometimes he's a chir ben olam lachaveiro. If Rabbi Akiva's wife will not be holding that madrega, I don't know if he would have a right not to say hello to her. This is what she wanted. But there's no shibud into, you know, the brother of the friend. Or the father of your friend comes. He has no chir kibudav to someone else's father. If a person builds himself with such a asmoda, with such a chesh, so at least, now we're holding the achon le kabbalah satayr. We're getting ready for a kol til shvuas. Til shvuas. Person takes himself. Already holding 23, how much will have less than 30 days? Takes himself. You know what? I'm doing now a fest the asmoda, til shvuas. Kabbalah satayr will come, I will have an andre kabbalah satayr. Chabarayim. And that's the shame we'll have to see after the Shema.